Good evening. My name is Brenda Liston. I am with my husband Michael, owner of the Captain A.B. Nichols Inn at 127 East Main Street. We are 6/10 of a mile away from the DCP projected project. We are sitting right on US 1 with our property running all the way down to the water with Tom Scott Bay. It has been with great trepidation that we have watched the progress of your potential approval of the installation of this DCP super tank storage unit at Matt Point. The primary reason, of course, is because of the impact it will have on our tourist industry that is our inn. As you're aware, we brought the Captain Nichols Inn in property last year, January of 2011. We now understand that in March of 2011, there was an ongoing preparation to clear the possibilities for potential expansion of the industrial park near Mack Point with the approval of the increased height ordinance for that area. Even if we had known we would not have when we bought the property 2 months before, we wouldn't have understood at that point that such an approval paved the way for a new business that would have tremendous negative impact on our investment and indeed on the entire community of Searsport and the surrounding areas. While there are many reasons about the installation of a liquid petroleum gas tank port of this size, such as noise increases for 24 hours a day, truck vibrations on roads and shale ground surfaces, site and nature degradation on the coast, decreased property values, potentially, historic setting and decimation, increased mill rate requirements, potentially. Potential increased property insurance premiums for the zones that we live in because of the traffic and other reasons. Possible health hazards due to air quality changes and disastrous explosion potentials, to name just a few. This letter that I've submitted to you will only address two aspects, and that is the quality of life detriment and loss of our investment in this property. Let me be clear. Our decision to leave the Washington, D.C. area and move to Searsport took a lot of heart-wrenching time, including research on doing business in Maine. We thought we thoroughly did our research on what we were getting into. We knew that it would be costly and would mean that we had to continue to work even after our retirement age. And we are retirement age, although we did not intend retiring when we got here. However, we could not get the environment of this area out of our minds. We're not the first people to realize that the quality of life in Maine is unique. It's a naturally beautiful, relatively unspoiled area. All of you know that. All of you have been here all of your lives. We're relative newcomers. We're from away. We realize that. And we have saluted the potential for this environment that you gave us an opportunity to be part of. However, what we love most here are the people of Maine. We've always felt warm and welcome in Maine. We lived in Aroostook County many years ago. Did not even come back here for almost 20 years while we traveled the rest of the world. And then we came back on a visit and realized how much we had missed it. This is a wonderful place. And we long for a place where as we were looking at what we might do with the rest of our lives, we long for a place that could become, where we could become part of the property, part of the community. A place where we would know our neighbors and feel like we were contributing to the overall balance of the community. We wanted to be part of a community, not just sitting around being retirees, which is nothing wrong with that, but sitting around being retirees wondering what we're doing tomorrow. We wanted to be part of a community, part of the involvement of being part of that community. In my statement to you, I've included our backgrounds. We have a large background related to the Department of Defense and careers that we have had, as well as our own personal interest in training and management and that sort of thing. We made an offer on the property in November of 2010, and then we bought it last year, as I said, in January. We moved here in April. This was no small investment. As most of you know, the Captain A.B. Nichols Inn had been sitting vacant for almost 3 years. No heat, no electricity, no one caring for the building as it was a repossessed building. To date, we've invested approximately $500,000 in the endeavor to bring this building back to life, not including our outstanding mortgage and any money we had as an investment into that mortgage. and the existing furniture that we brought here to furnish the place. It's a beautiful place, and many people have stopped by to tell us how much they feel like that building is a part of the history of this community. We agree with that. It's not only a part of the history of this community, it's a part of the history of our United States. It's an old sea captain's home. How many of those are left on the coast? How many are around? It's a beautiful property, and it is part of this community. A significant amount of the dollars that we spent on the renovation at this point flowed right back into the community. We hired electricians, we hired plumbers, we're still doing that, painters, direct labor, and of course, property taxes that we paid, which are considerable in Searsport, we have to say that, they really are, and the food and other living essentials we've put back into the community. Tozer should be expanding their space out there, I'll tell you. We spent a lot there. But we still have a lot to do because there's a lot of needs that still are, need to be addressed on that in that building and in the surrounding grounds. We intend doing that this next year, or at least that was our plan to do that this next year. Our plan was to establish this building and the surrounding area right adjacent to our property or around our property as a destination point. An inn, a typical old inn where you can have food, lodging, drink, and a wonderful, relaxing, great place to go and enjoy the environment, the beauty of the area, all that Maine is, the way life should be. And that was our point. That was our business plan. That's what we wanted to do. And, of course, a safe place to live has a lot to do with that. But an industrialized area with a giant tank that's proposed by this company will add a negative coastal view and excessive traffic on an already busy highway. We all already complain about the road going by and how busy it is. What's the return on investment for anyone to travel in this area once it gets even worse? There is no return on investment. And we have to look at that, too, from our standpoint. We've put everything we have into this, but what will be our return on investment if we continue at this point? Maine has other beautiful coastal areas without such negatives. Why would anybody come here? Certainly, there is no doubt that tourism and industrialization, not industry, industrialization, are not good bed partners. This coast was once the home of sea captains and families, and it has a wonderful historic footprint. I mean, there's places around us. There's four other buildings right by us that were part of the Nichols and the McGilvery family. Those buildings are in great, wonderful condition, and they are currently being upgraded. One of them is anyway, just recently, just sold this past year, too. Searsport has the possibility of an American story that should not be so easily cast aside with these beautiful homes. If you look around, where are the other places on this coast where you have this capability? You have this possibility of building something based on your history, and especially with the Marine Museum right here. I'm saddened to think that might not happen. Each of these buildings that are around us have a lot of resources and various dollars that have been spent in this community. Each is within the closest potential to hazard zone of this DPC project, and I mean hazard zone in a lot of ways. Hazard zone from the capability of, could an accident occur? No, of course it couldn't. There's never accidents that occur that people don't plan on. I mean, that never happens, does it? There's not been any accidents in any kind of facilities in years where somebody didn't know it was going to happen ahead of time. But also, what about the risk of a future business because we're going to kill our current, what might be emerging tourism industry? This was our first year of business, our first full year of business. We started last year to renovate the building. By August, we were able to rent a couple of rooms. By October, we opened our restaurant and our captain's table restaurant and our port of call lounge. This year, we hired 10 people. 10 people. Well, that's small. I know that. 10 people. We hired 10 people to work in our restaurant. Some of them had good salaries. Some of them were regular salaries of what you'll find around the community. We had over 475 overnight guests just in this small season this summer. This summer. Not last year, but right before the end of the season, but this summer. Some of those came from across the U.S. TripAdvisor's been our friend. We get wonderful reviews on TripAdvisor. We've got great reviews on TripAdvisor, and people call us from everywhere. Next year, we have two bookings, one of them from Australia already for a whole week, Australia, and another one from Pennsylvania. They find us on TripAdvisor, and that's because there's good comments on there, and we're working hard to make that even better. We served over 2,500 meals and drinks and 2,500 people for meals and drinks and that sort of thing in our restaurant just this summer. Just this summer. And that was our first year. Most of you don't even know we're there. Don't even know we do that. And we served 2,500 people. Our hopes was to grow the business even further. But let me be clear. We can't do that if we're talking about being in the middle of an industrialized community. Another note, when we were meeting the planning board in April of last year, 2011, regarding reopening the inn, you guys were wonderful to us, but you were also tough on us. And one of the things you asked us was what our opening hours were going to be. And you made sure that we said our opening hours would not, for any outside activities, would not extend beyond 9 o'clock in the evening because of time, because of noise and light in the community. And the noise that would be created by the shale ledge that we're all on, and it reverberates through the community. And that was because it had been happening before, and it was causing a lot of noise and a lot of problems in the community. You also told us that we had to close by 11:30 in the evenings on the inside, even because of the same issues. We said, okay, we've been following those rules. My understanding is this LPG operation is going to be a 24/7 operation. Okay, so it's down the road. How far is down the road in Searsport? Why are they not going to follow the same rules that the other businesses in Searsport have been asked to follow? I don't know if the other ones other than us have been asked to follow that, but in my opinion, we were asked to do that. I think that's a valid question to ask. And the sound generated on the road by trucks who will be leaving that port at various times outside of the industrial area will be part of our concern. We already have enough noise on the road. Some of our guests won't even stay in our front room because it is noisy because the truck's on the road at night, and there's not that many at this point. Many of our overnight guests were here for the beautiful coastal area and for the relaxation that we can provide in that beautiful, wonderful inn. Two in particular came to mind, though, that were looking for places to relocate. One of them was a single woman who had decided before she even got here that this was where she wanted to be. It was the right kind of community. She'd done a lot of online research. And the other one in particular that I'm thinking about was a family of four, two teenage children. They were looking to relocate to this area. They stayed with us several days, different times, not even related to each other. But they found out that there's an LPG tank projected for this community, and both of them decided this is not the place they want to be. They will look north or other areas of Maine. As we all know, Searsport's a very small town. We love it. We love it because of that. We love it for a lot of reasons. We love it for the people here. We love it for what we thought was a wonderful, cohesive community to live in. While industry and tourism may be able to flourish together in larger communities such as Tampa, which has been mentioned, and Newington. I'm getting too long-winded. Okay. Further industrialization of this coast is going to have a devastating impact on tourism. To think otherwise is just not viable. We've lost our shipping industry that put us on the map in the 1800s. We can't bring it back with this tank. This is just not, this is going to be known as the place not where life is not the place to be lived. And where else in Maine are you going to find seacoast or coastal waterfront property that's useless or unsellable? I hate to be known for that here. But the last thing I want to leave you with is with the testimony that Buddy Hall's lawyer did last night, which was brilliant. He said they currently have 35 to 40 employees. We had 10 this first year. I can't speak to our neighbor next door, the Homeport, how many employees they have, but I can tell you that what you're probably going to lose with this influx of the 12 jobs that DCT talks about is probably 45 to 50 jobs next year or the year after when the tank gets built, because we won't be able to stay open. Sounds like Buddy's not going to be able to stay open. Those are good jobs. They're jobs to this community that bring other resources into the community. I'm really sorry to hear that we're doing this. I think that being business friendly in this town is absolutely important, and I think you are in so many ways. But let's be friendly to the businesses that are already here instead of courting businesses that don't fit the businesses that are already here. That's a big issue to me, is let's start having a plan of the future where we look at what fits this community and how can we bring in more. I think we're poised to do that. Let's just make sure that we're looking at the right business industry to bring in. Thank you very much for your time.